You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. For UC's 200th birthday, the university chose a forward-thinking remembrance, virtual reality vignettes instead of the traditional plaque or bench. Here's Focus on Technology. Mark Lim was one of the first in line last week to experience the VR vignettes. Manager of UC's Center for Simulations and Virtual Environments Research, Chris Collins, set him up.
So you want to put this on so it's on your back. There we go. I don't want you getting tangled up in the cord.
Lim is an instructional technologist at the College of Nursing, and in that position is no stranger to virtual reality.
It's really in the environment, and you just feel what you're really experiencing. So
what is he seeing? Among the signature moments in UC history, Dr. Albert Sabin's lab, where the UC medical researcher was in the midst of developing the polio vaccine. Here's Collins again.
So the credit really belongs to the Bicentennial Legacy Committee and the UC Foundation. They were very forward-thinking and looking for not just a monument or a bench or some kind of a traditional bicentennial legacy gift. They really wanted something that was more futuristic and more now to sort of represent not just where the university has been, but where we're going.
Legacy co-chair Richard Harknett says this was a crazy idea out of his head.
We suggested, well, what if we, you know, it is 21st century. Why don't we do this with a 21st century context? And so the virtual reality was born.
Last week, UC launched its bicentennial celebration in the College of Medicine, and President Neville Pinto pointed out the VR experience.
I was a guinea pig for an early version of it, and I tell you, it was incredibly enjoyable.
The College of Medicine is one of the homes for the virtual reality vignettes. It will also be housed at the University Pavilion, the Student Center, and the two regional campuses. Collins says you come into the booth and you'll get a wireless virtual reality headset and a pair of controllers.
And once you put on the headset, you are sort of magically transported into this other place.
It was hard to narrow down possible VR experiences. Harknett says he left a lot on the cutting room floor, but thinks the committee chose compelling content.
When you become the Bearcat and go into Nippert Stadium when it first opens up and you have to rile up the crowd, right? You get a sense of that connection, right? When you sit there at the moment when Albert Sabin is discovering the polio vaccine, oral polio vaccine, and you get to do the sugar cube connection while he's telling you about how many people he hopes to save. I mean, these are moments in University of Cincinnati's history that we want people to live, not just read about.
UC is also known for architecture and civil rights. They are also highlighted.
You can see the campus over time. You just turn a giant dial and you see the campus in miniature change before your eyes through the years. That's a really fun one. The diversity and inclusion obviously celebrates our history for the struggle of civil rights here. And you get to talk with like Marian Spencer when she's an activist here on campus, in the hopes that students can see that you can really make a difference here.
Even after the bicentennial year, UC hopes to continue the VR experience. One idea has alumni submitting ideas in a competition for future vignettes. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.